Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, I am nervous about this week, I gotta tell you.
Huh. I'm already nervous. Because I have up like our zero vices. Energy.
We're all giving up our vices this week.
Yeah.
We all have agreed upon it, and we're all supposed to bring them in today.
That's right, so y'all enjoy what I've put into the refrigerator here in the studio. Yeah, it was, my vice is sugar, completely. I am somebody who cannot turn down a dessert. And so, you know, Jeff's birthday party was over the weekend, and the people who prepared the cake there were kind enough to give me a layer of it because they knew.
They seriously give you a whole layer?
Yes. I mean,
that's
in
awesome.
A huge bag. And they said, and he came and whispered in my ear and he said, I know that you have to give this up on Monday, so enjoy tomorrow. So I said, all right. So
it's the first thing he said to me when I walked in, because the cake, beautiful cake. So I admire the cake. And then he says, hey, is it cool if I give Melissa a big chunk of this? Because she can't eat it right this weekend. And I couldn't. Remember what he was talking about. And he's like, yeah, Monday she can't eat any more sugar.
Yeah, and so he did that. But somehow I didn't get any cake yesterday because I think Katie is so excited that this is happening because, I mean, you know, I'm not in terrible shape, but I'm also not in as good a shape as I could be. And that, you know, eating sugar all the time has a lot to do with that. So,
and she's a hardcore athlete, too,
she's
right?
Hardcore athlete. She, you know, runner, and she always has to be active. And so she's kind of excited by this. So I figured out this morning because yesterday was kind of a busy day, so it didn't hit me till after the end of the day that I didn't have any of Jeff's cake, even though I brought it home. But then I realized that she's the one that took it out of the car on Saturday night or Sunday morning when we got home. And so then this morning when I was grabbing all the ice cream out of the freezer and I was going to grab the cake was gone. So she snuck it out and probably threw it in the trash out. No offense to the guy, but
you didn't get to have that last binge, that final goodbye.
I did not get to have a last piece of cake because Katie sabotaged me.
That sucks.
But I did bring all the sugar in, and I will have no sugar this week, which I don't know if I've went the last time I did that.
What'd you bring in? What kind of sugar?
Well, let's see. I have most of what was in the house was ice cream. So I have the Neapolitan Mayfield.
There's a lot of ice cream in that bag.
Is that what that whole bag is?
Yes, the whole bag was ice cream.
Oh my God.
We should take a picture of that and put it up on your blog.
Mayfield. Mayfield's good. So Neapolitan Mayfield, and then we have some Barney's ice cream that is a Christmas special. That was Mama Jo's joke on me for Katie's birthday to bring Christmas ice cream into the house before Halloween, and I still have some of that left.
But you allowed
enough.
It because it was ice cream.
But I allowed it because it was ice cream.
Nice.
And then there's some sherbets, which haven't been touched because sherbet, whatever. So it's ice cream and sherbet and stuff. There's no Halloween
sherbet
candy.
Is a
was,
waste.
Yeah, Halloween candy was gone.
Really?
November 1st.
So are you confessing right now, and you're totally honest in that you haven't hid like a Snickers in some compartment somewhere in the house? There's zero sugar in the
house.
This
morning I was thinking, I did the inventory in the kitchen because it doesn't stay. Like you talk about a Snicker in the cabinet, it wouldn't be there for long. Okay. So there's no,
cleaned
all
out.
The Halloween candy has been gone. There's no chocolate. No. This is it.
Gone.
So I brought everything that I had, so no sugar
right.
for a week.
Godspeed.
This week you're all of a sudden going to become Martha Stewart and start baking your own cookies. You're going to be like finding all the ingredients in the cabinet and be like, I can't go buy any, but I can sure make some.
No, and no offense to, I mean, I'm not trying to make eating disorder jokes, but I've seen commercials where women are in the car, you know, outside the grocery store, hiding in their car, eating, binging, and so I'm going to do my best not to be that person outside of Publix with, you know, candy wrappers leading up to the car, so.
But sad.
I
won't.
Like, they find you passed out with chocolate on your face.
But I won't do it. No sugar this week.
All right, Wendy, your vice that you're giving up for this week is what?
Are my diet pills. And I like my diet pills just because they give you a boost of energy in the morning. I'm used to taking two in the morning, and I haven't taken any today. This morning, so my energy level is already low, so I can't wait until Friday. Because I don't know. I probably started taking diet pills maybe like 3 years ago. Or, 3 years ago I started, and it's been, just been a different brand, like, pretty much every year. And it just speeds up your metabolism and gives you energy, and you don't need caffeine.
Well, yeah, a lot of those things, you may be having the same, like, withdrawal that a person trying to get off of caffeine will have, because mm-hmm. those things are loaded with caffeine and all sorts of stuff that you can get addicted to.
Yeah, and I think you kind of have your like mind wrapped around like the whole diet pill concept. Like you're like, oh, if I'm taking it, I must be losing weight. So you like, if you even stop taking it for a day, you'll be like, I can't eat anything because I don't have a diet pill in me.
Really?
Like you feel like your metabolism will just shut off. So this week will be a downer.
So which one specifically? Is there more than one?
Well, I already threw out the other ones. I threw out the ones I had before. I threw out the Rip Fuel, and I threw out the Stacker 3s.
I took that
Rip Fuel one time. One of those pills kept me up all night long. They must be filled with caffeine.
Yeah, you have to take them in the morning. You take them as soon as you wake up, and then you can have one during the middle of the day. But, past 3 o'clock, if you take one, you're done. You cannot go to bed.
They make you all jittery, and
And Rip Fuel,
you can't eat on them.
Be careful with the Rip Fuel, because as soon as you take it, you are going to be sweating, no matter if you walk like one step or like you sit down.
Funny.
Like, you are going to be, you'll be pouring sweat.
Ew.
God, I remember that. I took it right before class. I walked up the stairs to my class, and I was like, this sucks. I look like I'm dying, and it's like freezing in the building.
People are like, what's wrong with you?
why are you sweating? You're sitting down. Why are you sweating?
So what is the box you have there?
The box I have is my Xylene, which is a new diet pill that I've been using for a couple weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought in the whole box of pills.
Okay.
Box of pills.
How you feeling about not being on them? I mean, when's the last time that you went more than one day without being on these?
Oh, I don't remember.
Like years are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Diet pill every day for years?
Well, I take that back. Every time I switch to a new one, I'll take 2 weeks off, two and a half weeks off. To switch so my body can get off the old one and get on the new one.
So your mindset is still, even though you're not on it, it's still diet pill. You're sacrificing because you're getting on a new one.
Yes.
Okay.
So the majority of that time you've been on.
Majority, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, and who gets her pills? Like, I'm just curious who's going to take control of the other ones.
We need to put them in some kind of...
Bert should take them because he's the guy who's going to be tired.
You want to just trade vices?
Yeah. Because I'm already exhausted. Energy level's done.
Here's the rest of the Lunesta that I had. That's it. It's gone. Take it.
Did you take some last night?
I took it last night, and I took it over the weekend, but that's it. It's gone. Done.
Now, this is...
Are you totally stressed?
Quite honestly, I think this is the worst... For Bert, because
he could have insomnia all week.
Well, if any one of us have a meltdown, like there's a Snicker bar or a store that sells diet pills or whatever, like down the road.
Yeah.
But if it's 11 o'clock at night,
done.
You can't get to the pharmacy. It's probably closed.
Yeah.
Like,
there's some that are 24/7.
Well, and it's prescribed also. Yeah. So, I mean, I couldn't call in an order at 11
right.
at night.
Right.
So that's it. So this Lunesta, that's it.
That's how this whole thing started, too, was because we were telling Jeff, I think it was you, saying to Bert, like, you just have got to do this for 5 days or 2 weeks or whatever it is. And then we all kind of jumped on the bandwagon with you.
Kind of a show of support. You're going to hate that
but
you did
yours
that.
But yours is the worst.
Yours is pretty bad, too. I mean, mine's just not as accessible as yours. If you want to have a smoke later, you can. If I want to have a Lunesta, you're right. I can't do that. I can't do it.
Can we replace them, like, with something else? With like another vice, like you can take like Dimetapp.
No,
go to sleep.
That's not the point of this.
Wendy,
at all.
You have to go cold turkey all week.
NyQuil, Bert's drinking NyQuil by the bottle.
I'm putting my ice cream in the break room in the piranhas of this building. We'll take it over.
It'll be gone in 45 minutes.
Yes. Just send an email.
4:11.
Because I can't have it sitting right here. So I'll take it in the break room.
I might find out at the end of this week that because I'm not taking these, like maybe my body and my mind will be fine after three days of only like 4 hours of sleep a night. Maybe I can do that now. Maybe I'm so panicked that I needed more sleep before that I've been taking the pills thinking I still need that sleep. Maybe I don't even need it. I don't know.
Yeah.
This could be it, man. You gotta use the secret. You got to be optimistic because Melissa's right. I think we are doing this for you.
Thank you.
So
it's a show of support.
So I think you can. I think if you're optimistic about it and you remember it's only 5 days, what do you have this weekend? Anything?
Nothing.
Here's actually a good mentality for you. It's 5 days this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So get through this week. It's going to suck. Then you've got a weekend. And next week, it's only 3 days long. Yeah.
Thanksgiving week.
And then Thanksgiving, you don't need them.
And
by the time that's there, you've gone 2 weeks without them and you're going
to
be fine.
I'm excited to see what the results are going to be. Like, can I do it? Do I really need this thing? Or is it all in my head? So I'll know that by the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen is cigarette smoking again.
Yep. I smoked in my 20s and quit for about 3.5 years. And then this year I started smoking again with going through a divorce. And so, it's time. I was actually really, really excited about that. You know, that we're all doing this together because mm-hmm. I needed something to sort of make me do it. So so here's my cigarettes.
Who there they go.
Well, it's so funny how I'm collecting all these things.
I don't know why we're giving them to Melissa.
I know, right?
So Melissa can diet, sleep, and smoke.
I just can't have sugar.
I know how you feel about Katie Joe's. I ain't giving you my BlackBerry. That thing will get smashed. Oh, I'm sorry. I left it in my pocket.
You should not give me your BlackBerry.
I washed it. God. I burned it.
Are you able to give up the BlackBerry? Because we couldn't get you a lesser phone this week. So are you able to just give that thing up?
I'm actually, part of me is tempted to go completely cell-free for a week.
Oh my God, you should so do it.
How is that even possible?
I think you
no
should
No BlackBerry,
do it.
No text, no cell phone.
How do we get in touch with you?
You can email him and he can check it once he sits down to his computer.
Yeah, or you can call my phone and I will check my voicemail.
Do you even have a home phone?
You can still call the... I'm not going to turn my phone number off.
Oh, I see. So you just check it from... Yeah.
Yeah, you can still call it. But like...
That's scaring me more than it is scaring you. It's like to not have any kind of contact with you or be able to text you or anything. That's going to be strange.
I know.
But you can still email him.
But people did it for years.
I would love, if it's possible, I would love for Jeff to go completely cold turkey just to see how the withdrawal.
5 days. It's not the end of the world.
Work-wise, I would love to see him do this, you know, to where he could still, you know, be in contact, but not have the BlackBerry because that is the thing of evil.
Yeah.
Katie's last night. I mean, oh, well, I wish she was doing it. I asked her to do this with you this week. And she went, I had to turn that thing over and put something on top of it.
So she didn't see the light?
It's that damn light that it lets her know that it's time to ignore your girlfriend and get to me, please.
And what makes this worse is that on Thursday, I'm supposed to get my first BlackBerry from Verizon. So
yeah, you Bert's on board.
Oh, God. Right.
But I think I'm going to go. I'm getting off the grid.
Okay.
All right. So that's tough, people.
That's awesome.
Jess Vice's BlackBerry using. That's done for the week. Jen cigarette smoking done. Melissa sugar done. Me, my sleeping pill, Lunesta. And Wendy.
God bless me. Diet pills.
No diet pills this week.
And you know, Jessica has similar feelings as Melissa, so I thought she would be thrilled. You know, as I mentioned this, because I use my phone as my alarm clock. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm sitting, I'm like, this is the last time. And I set it down and I turned off the email access. Yeah. And she said, really? So, and I said, nope, not going to use it or anything. She goes, oh, so now we own a $400 alarm clock.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.